Economists say the 4.8% drop in the U.S. GDP reflects a huge downturn in economic activity in New York and Connecticut, and that the region might not quickly recover. WSHU's Ebongudama reports.
Fred Costinson is an economist at UConn. He says Connecticut had a slower recovery from the last economic downturn than neighboring states that have stronger technology-based economies, and it will happen again.
I expect that Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York are all going to recover more quickly than Connecticut. Historically, we've always been slow to recover. We're going to be even slower to recover this time.
Herman Berliner is a Hofstra University economist. He says it's not going to be an easy recovery, even in New York.
You just have to see, you know, the number of people on the subways, the number of people on the Long Island Railroad or Metro North. They're not going to work, but in many cases, they're also not earning. And so they're not able to spend. And so the economy is, and I think, in a faltering position.
Berliner says how long the downturn lasts will depend on how soon a COVID-19 vaccine can be developed and distributed. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.